Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
If I can talk about this firsthand, Steve and Jake, I got a text message last night from a friend.
Was it Carson?
What's that? No, not from Carson. Oh. I did send something off to Carson that said, I would have never considered Currency, and he's very qualified. He is now has an interview set up. He also has his resume, everything sent in, his application done. So then I was able to follow up with Carson.
Oh, man.
So I got a hold of Carson.
Inside info.
So that's what we do here also. We help people out. He goes, never would have thought about the path I want to take until I heard about it on the show.
Making difference.
That's what we do here. Exactly right.
Hey.
The stool.
So hey, you forged.
Right here. Right.
Don't leave him hanging.
Right there.
Boom.
Yeah, right there.
This information you forwarded to Carson shot.
Yes.
He needed to hear this.
Yes. I mean, it was amazing. You know, the guy got a hold of me last night and said, hey, just FYI, because of the show and the advertising Currency, I'm changing my whole life and my vision of my life because
God.
Of this.
Is this a younger fellow?
Yes, be younger. Yes,
20s or 30s. Yes.
Right now, I can't change my vision a lot. I don't see.
You could
cut that.
I mean, it's
you
possible.
No, if you notice, Carson has not reached out to you or me. Do you guys want to make sure
no,
you
he's
know?
He's done the opposite.
He needs to be exactly. There's not. Yeah, there's no.
He hardly talks. To me.
Doesn't talk. There's no time where it's like you have not. Now the Peds have been reaching out to you, Bill. No, that's not happened.
I don't expect to hear from Sean or Tom.
I don't expect anything.
Zip.
And we're not.
I'd like to see you.
Like to talk to you. It's a pretty good financial deal.
In fact, nope. It's the opposite.
No one just don't even come in. Our picture's up on the board. Don't have this person in the building.
But Bill, I would counsel you that you can change your vision at your age. Still, you can.
Well, with a lot of people, you can reinvent yourself. I guess.
Yeah, you
can. I just don't have a skill set.
You
that,
do.
That's not true.
That's the interesting
not
part.
True.
That's
not buying that.
If you
that, Bill.
Saw what
it's
I
not buying it.
Talk to Laura. She'll tell you. He's telling true. The truth. He's speaking the truth.
You present yourself as a dunce.
But you're not.
You are not.
Dunce cap.
You say some things where I'm just like, whoa, you're a very good idea.
He was tracking the NBA this morning. He gave us NBA stats.
I don't know if that's going to get me in well at Currency.
He's giving us some Kalkbrenner update. That was out of nowhere.
I don't know where that came from.
Kalkbrenner, did you hear that, Carson? Send that to the Peds. Bush is talking about old.
You're an idea person.
Thank you.
You've had some incredibly good ideas. Not joking. Like, just legit ideas.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It's time.
GoCurrency.
Without
go to the,
further yeah. ado, for yeah. do it for Bill's Thrills.
Oh,
here
yeah,
we go.
Thrills. Yeah.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinard Contracting.
Randy!
King of remodels for your bathroom, kitchen, whole house, and hallways. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinard Contracting.
want to make sure one last, well, we'll do it maybe one more time, but if you guys want Randy to deliver those cinnamon,
yes, the rolls.
So Randy will deliver the cinnamon rolls to you that you order from Sam. And so just call 712. And again, this person lives in Nebraska. This is crazy. Yeah. 712-899-0568. And then Randy will deliver hot cinnamon rolls to your door. And they are priced incredibly right. We ordered two of them. So we've got 24 cinnamon rolls coming in.
Don't be confused if they're from Spencer, Iowa.
Yeah, don't let that get you.
They're still
Harlan.
Edible. Oh,
they're still
good.
They're from Harlan, Iowa label, yes.
Just south of Sioux City. Right down I-29, right, no, there they come.
Just exactly. Crossover, just on the other, just a little bit north of Decatur.
Anyway. Those are good. Those
Bill's
are good thrills. Rolls.
Is this cool parenting tips today,
I
Bill?
Thought I'd do cool parenting tips if the breakers are okay with it.
I support that.
I probably should have asked earlier if they were up with
that's
that.
That's okay.
You might go in the hole, but you can't miss the bowl. Teach your kids moneyed events trump paying the rent. Money event trumps paying
oh,
the
not
rent.
Not Trump, but Trumps.
Trumps, yes. There's nothing to do with the president. Right. No, it's just...
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes. Questions you must ask. Can my lifetime memory account afford to miss the event? So I bring it up, someone like if you're an Indiana fan,
okay.
There are some that opted to say, I'm just not spending the money. I'm not going to the Big Ten championship game, and I could have. And they missed out on something that you can never replace.
Nope. Okay.
And that money will never change your life. There's those that are trying to consider the Rose Bowl. Indiana is in the Rose Bowl. Any type of events, you have to be able to stop and ask yourself, what if it goes down and I'm not there? There could be a failure. It didn't work out like I thought. Can you afford to miss it? I think they're called the Dukes, right? Right now, James Madison.
Yes,
Dukes versus right. Ducks.
The York Dukes and the James Madison.
If that, right. I'm going. Because what if it happens?
Hey,
what if James Madison beats Oregon at Oregon?
You're going.
How many times is James Madison going to be in the playoffs? I mean, what are the odds? Yeah. Do you ever? If you're so, you say you've been a James Madison fan for 25 years. I'm not going to go. Probably going to lose. Nope. How about being in that stadium?
You're going.
Your memories matter at the highest level. My three nephews came to the national championship game, all young in their careers. They're not sitting on a bunch of money. They're like, but the answer to the question was, can we afford to miss this? No, you can't afford to. Because if they're watching it and it goes down and it happens, how crushed would you be? When you see whatever the event is, you're going like, I cannot miss that event. You have to teach your kids like that. If you go in the hole a little, but don't miss the bowl. Don't miss or any event.
Go in the hole. Now it's starting to make sense to me. Yeah, go in the hole. You're gonna spend a little money. It's gonna be a little painful.
Yeah.
But the memories are worth it.
Your memory bank is all that matters.
Wow, this is
in
deep.
The end. It's all that matters. You
this
sit there
deep.
And like you get to our ages and stuff like that. All you recall. Are events. Jake recalls, even at his young age, events he's been to.
Absolutely.
When he won in Columbus.
You don't talk, I mean.
When he pinned the guy in Columbus.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big time.
To avoid the winless season in wrestling, seventh grade.
You never think about, remember the time I got that incredible.
I won a match.
Yeah. Remember the time I got that incredible microwave? No. No one cares.
I like to have Manny look at that film.
That's why.
These thoughts on my
that's why you want to give out gifts.
Gosh darn it, Bill.
The gifts you give out need to be memory gifts.
It's a tough call, though, on some of this.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not. You go to events. You figure it out. There's people. Just imagine that. There are some people watching that event going, "I could have been there. I could have been in Indianapolis.
No, I'm not. I get to
when you have. I mean, think about this, especially like in Indiana. So Steve, you'll agree with this, I believe. It'd been very early. I don't think you're even covering Nebraska for the 94 national championship in Miami.
Was the last year I didn't cover.
But Jake, just so you know, the Nebraska fans, that was not a great destiny. Miami wasn't looked as a great destiny place to go to. It was
a rough area.
It's a rough area, rough deal. And also, Nebraska had been down there and had a lot of fails. There had been some tough games because they were the 9-2 team playing the undefeated Miami team or something. They were playing for a natty. And it wasn't, it would sometimes be like a 26-3 ending or whatever. And so there's some rough times. Now, what helped a little bit was the year before we missed the field goal, so we played Florida State really well. But this is my, so those that were at that game.
Miami.
the Miami game that went, that wasn't
the real Orange Bowl, yeah, the original
the OG.
The Orange Bowl.
I mean, the Orange. It was, Jake, the original Orange Bowl was incredible. And that wasn't, the number of fans that were at the Fiesta Bowl the next year, way more. Probably another 30,000 fans were at the Fiesta Bowl because of Arizona.
More
access,
pleasing.
It's also easier for people that live there to get tickets to it. So all those 100 things add up. But if you were at the first one, Coach Osborne's first one,
if
you're at Miami, and Miami was leading in the game, and then Nebraska enforced their will on them, that's different than being at the second one. Mm-hmm. It's not the same. You might be at both, but it's good. It's good.
No, you got a point. If you went to that the one in Miami at the original Orange Bowl, that you get that.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
That is something else.
I mean, when we
you'll always have
that's a memory
on,
for sure.
You know, I was on the missed field goal staff at Florida State, and it was whatever. It was 90% to 10 fans. It was all Florida State. It was dun dun dun, and that's all it was. There was hardly any Nebraska fans there, and so close to winning it all. But my point being is like that was different.
Yep.
So when you have these moments, you have to ask yourself, can I afford to go? Can I afford not to go?
God, that's interesting.
That's what you have to ask yourself.
This is one of your more interesting ones.
Can I afford not to go?
Because I'm that, you know what guy I am.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to anything.
I'm that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always a
it's
way out.
It costs too much, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that, baby. Can't cost too much, baby.
The guy at the White House. What was the guy at the White House? The
bags.
Bag.
It does.
Guess where I'm at, baby.
Hey, there's our friend.
Right there.
There's our friend.
What's his name?
Blitzkrieg.
Excuse me.
Oh. Blitzkrieg. Why is he going horns down right now?
I don't know.
Rudy's not even here right now. He's at finals right now.
Blitzkrieg. That's Blitzkrieg. He's working.
He's got his window down.
Blitzkrieg, you're working.
Yeah.
He's driving.
Hey, Blitzkrieg, go through McDonald's and get us some of those pies.
Yeah. Don't have to. Yesterday. He's got your own stuff going.
Yeah. Or bring going. Some Yes Chef pies. We take those.
He's driving
well.
A Yes Chef
Yeah,
van.
If you have any pecan pie, bring it in. Blitzkrieg.
We do have some response. Do you want to hear some response?
I bet we do. This is interesting to me.
Okay, here we go. Sanderson says, I have learned at my age, coach is right here. All that matters is your memory bank.
All that matters.
Then all. Okay.
You can't take that deposit out. Mm-hmm. Once it's in there, it's there forever.
It's a great.
IQ Crew says, 100. We're heading to Vegas for my first bowl game experience this year.
Okay.
That, and again, don't want to miss it. It's a great bowl game experience. It'll be fun. Everything about it. It's good. And it could be a different event. It doesn't have to be bowl game.
No.
Whatever. Just pick
like our
event.
NBA trips.
Yeah.
I mean, they're costly, but yeah, you have those memories.
You talk, I mean, I can vividly remember you not having hot water, but the truck being outside for 3 days.
Yeah.
We're working on it. Truck's outside. The truck, no one's even in the truck.
No
one's even, there was no workers in there.
Just a planted
truck. There was going to be no hot water, and guess what? It was fine.
Right. It was fine.
Like that. Yes. Anything else, Jay?
Bird Mountain says, I'm going in the hole for the Huskers' first game in March Madness.
Okay.
There's
absolutely.
One. There'd be,
going in the hole.
There'd be one. There'd be one to miss for. Like, hey, do you hold it? Here's the deal. Can you afford to miss, Jake? Can you afford to miss their first win?
I will be there for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
count on that.
Yeah. You would be there if it was in
Brazil.
Yeah.
Timbuktu.
Yes. Barbados.
I'd be there. I'd go.
Yeah. This is a good one. This is a really good one. It's interesting.
Let's see.
Go in the hole if you have to go in a little bit.
Now, this is great and also painful at the same time. Someone says, I've traveled to approximately 40 Nebraska losses away from Lincoln. I love reliving every one of them. I can't imagine how great a win would feel.
Was he talking about football?
Football. Been a 40 losses away from Lincoln.
Has there been 40 that many losses?
Historically, yes.
Probably been to a lot. Probably goes to a lot
of games.
We're
talking about years, about
just
effort,
pick
decade,
out,
probably, plus.
Teach your kids to pick out the event and be like going, hey, we can't afford to miss this. Now you make an adjustment off of it too. It's like, hey, listen, we're going to, like a lot of people I would think would say, hey, listen, we're going to go for Christmas. This is what we're, our money. So if I'm like an Indiana fan, I'm going, hey, there's no Christmas gifts of any sort. Everything goes to us getting to the Rose Bowl.
Interesting. Yeah. This has gotten more interesting.
Yeah,
hey, don't expect Christmas.
Yeah, why would you?
Christmas
no,
is traveling.
I got you.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. It's that's a concession you might have to make.
Yeah, you do anything to...
not getting any fancy clothes or anything.
Officer McCloud says, we went in the hole and drove to Memphis for the game 2 years ago for Nebraska ball. Yeah. It didn't work out, but it was a great, memorable trip still.
Wow.
Yeah. Even losing.
And
still
now
fun.
It's like, just ask yourself the question, if you are a Nebraska basketball fan, can you afford to not be there? When they post up Nebraska with their score right now, they post below it also. Has only Power 4 team to never won a tournament game.
Every time.
It comes up. So everyone knows. Right
it's
now.
The national story.
It's the one of the national stories.
It's one of them.
It's when Nebraska makes the tournament, it's going to be all eyes watch this because this has never happened.
No pressure, Nebraska. The world's watching you now.
What if they're in Seattle?
It's okay, Jake.
What if they're in Seattle and Jake storms the court?
He will storm the court. If he will.
It was.
There's no if. It's when it happens, I'll be on the court, probably take it off by police. I don't care. I have to do
it. You've been by Doc Sadler, right? On the court?
His footage should be jumping around with Doc Sadler on the court. Absolutely. In college. Absolutely.
Oh, this is a good one.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Okay.
God, this is a good one.
Got it right here. Thanks, Jake. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the invite. You may go in the hole, but you can't miss the bowl. Mm. Teach your kids moneyed events, Trump paying the rent.
Okay.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Diner Contract. Now, here's the situation. The phone lines are not working.
Oh, God. Do we know that for
sure? I would usually pass in the game show, but I love the topic today, so I want to play it. So you guys can, we won't be a winner or loss.
Should we just square off?
Are you okay with that?
Well, I'm looking. Is there anyone out in the...
I don't see anybody out there.
Can you come back and play the game?
I don't see anybody out there at all.
We could have pulled Blitzkrieg
again. Bring Shelby over here.
No, sports fan. I mean,
to win.
Square off.
Yeah, and there's no winner or losers today.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you guys will both do well.
All right, let's go. Okay, let's go.
Today's topic, without callers involved, because
head
to head,
first
time.
Because what's the deal?
Throwback Thursday.
No, but what's down?
Again?
The phone lines are not working. Yeah. Our phones are down.
Okay, what is our
today's topic for you two is the 1976 NFL football season.
Okay, I kind of like it. Okay. This is kind of good.
You guys are both locked into NFL.
Who's getting the first question?
You will, Bill.
Okay.
So
I like this because Jake usually gets a layup to the first guy.
Here we go. Don't call in. Just sip and Bill today. So here we go. The intro starts now.
We've all been there.
Now.
You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
We hope the phone line is fixed by tomorrow so we can do the game show as normal.
We'll look
today,
into that.
It's not fixed, but we will still do it.
Will from Applied Connect. Can you help us?
Sip and Bill will face off today in the game show.
76, I like this.
Usually just a one-on-one.
Yes, okay. And it won't affect the board at all over here. So it's just an exhibition game today. Let's go with that.
Okay.
So Bill will be first. No lifeline for you guys, obviously. Bill, first question. What Baltimore quarterback led the NFL in passing yards in 1976 with 3,104 yards? Also, he was the MVP this year.
From LSU, Burt Jones.
Is it Burt Jones?
Brilliant!
Would you have Burt Jones?
No. Burt Jones? You didn't have Burt Jones?
No, I would not. I was.
Have you heard of Burt Jones?
Of course. Yes. I remember Burt Jones very well, but I didn't think that was... I don't know. Maybe. I don't think I would have gotten it.
Okay.
Now that you said his name, yes, I know. I was...
1-0 lead for Bill. First question. What Buffalo running back led the NFL in rushing yards with in 1976 with 1,503 yards.
The juice.
Yes, OJ.
Yeah, the juice.
Brilliant.
Okay, I thought. Hold it. I got Burt Jones and you got OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that could be set up any easier.
Well, think about that. That was your guys. That would be your guys' questions versus the caller, though.
You know what happens? This is an interesting phenomenon with Greg McVeigh, our friend. He gets very angry when I talk glowingly about OJ.
Really?
He does. He gets viscerally angry.
Upset.
But he was huge.
It. Greg's last name is McVeigh.
Yeah.
This is the first I've heard of that.
I'm not spelling it.
He's always just been Missing Tooth Greg to me. I didn't know that's
his last name, Missing Tooth Greg.
Maybe I wasn't supposed to say it. So let's just talk about.
We've
OJ.
Never known
well,
this.
Now
have
it's
we?
Out there. I had no idea.
Never known this. Okay,
let's
now
talk
we
about
know
OJ. But like he was a big part of our childhood, and he was an amazing running back. But I can't say that.
Back,
he gets really upset.
Okay, one tie over to Bill. Got Burt Jones off the bench. All right, Bill. What Raiders receiver led the NFL in receiving with touchdowns with 12 in 1976?
It's one of two.
That's what I mean. That's what makes it really hard.
You don't be looking at your phone.
I'm not looking at my phone. It's upside down.
5 seconds, Bill.
You were looking for something.
12 touchdowns for this receiver in 1976. Raiders.
I'll tell you, this is a rough one.
Fine.
I'll just go with the favorite, I guess, and say Biletnikoff. No, that sucks.
Oh, I think I can get this.
Yeah, it's Cliff Branch.
It's Branch.
You know it.
It's Branch.
Not over yet.
It's a tough one. Yeah. Now, you should have probably thought that.
Because Branch was more of a long, deep shots.
Yeah.
Possession
Would
receiver.
You have guessed Branch first?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, that's
And I kind of
really
wanted to. I, yeah. I went back, like, well, I'll just say the favorite.
Now, it's not over yet, because Sip can get this wrong, Bill. You can tie it. The win.
Add Burt Jones, and I'm going to lose. Losing with Burt Jones.
That is kind of a rough pill to swallow.
All right, Sip. What Oklahoma defensive end did the Bucs take number one overall in the 1976 NFL draft?
He's got to get his first name, too.
Yeah, I want the whole name here.
Oh, that's Selman.
Okay, what is it?
Lucius. Leroy.
There you go.
Brilliant!
Wow.
Leroy gotcha. Selman.
Stop. I'm not...
Bill got the hardest question of all and still didn't win the game.
And everyone knows, it's like right away, it's like it's Branch or Biletnikoff. And
this is a rough little thing here that you lost.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here.
I don't want to stop the game.
It's sports.
Yeah, this is sports.
Now hold on. He can do the tiebreaker. Yeah, there's now you just, hey, come on.
I was doing some research.
Get yourself right.
I have never heard this name, and he had an unbelievable career. Speaking of that, Cincinnati's Coy Bacon. You hear that name, Coy Bacon?
Nope.
He led the NFL in sacks in 1976 with how many sacks that season?
Do you remember Coy Bacon?
I don't.
I don't either.
He played for the Bengals. He played for the Redskins at the time and then the Chargers and somebody else.
It's spelled like Bacon?
I do remember Bacon with Washington.
He went there after Cincinnati.
I remember him being at Washington. Yep. That's right. I can remember that. I'm saying he had 12 and a half. I think it was 14 games back then.
I'll say 10.
He had 21 and a half sacks. I've never heard of the guy before. He wasn't even a first team All Pro.
Okay, that's weird.
What happened? Weird. I was like, what happened to Coy Bacon?
What year did sacks become an official stat?
I don't know, but they counted sacks that year for some reason.
Yeah. That's a really good
in
question.
A 14.
Yes, and no one talks about him ever.
Ever.
I've never heard of the man.
There's a couple
he had 130 in his career. Never heard of him.
Is it spelled like bacon?
Yeah, B-A-C-O-A. Coy Bacon.
Coy Bacon. What do you know?
No, I clearly remember him with Washington. The name.
I never
heard of him. No idea he had 21 and a half sacks.
Yeah, I was stunned by that. So, you doing research on Coy Bacon?
Yes, nothing's coming up.
Okay.
He's not even.
He had an unbelievable season, and no one even knows about him at all.
God dang. Okay, this gets really weird, by the way. Okay. Coy Bacon was a longtime Republican state senator from central Nebraska.
Not that guy.
Based in the Holdridge area.
A different Coy Bacon.
Hold it. The state senator got 21 and a half sacks?
That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive.
ChatGPT says, do you mean Coy Bacon, the Nebraska politician, or a different Coy Bacon?
They don't even know who he is.
You spell Coy wrong.
What happened to this guy? It's not Corey. It's definitely Coy. C-O-Y. Coy Bacon. I was stunned. I never heard of him now. Neither does ChatGPT. 21 and a half sacks in 1976.
Coy. It's Lander McCoy Bacon. Yeah, a standout defensive lineman known as one of the fiercest pass rushers of his era.
And I'd never heard of him.
I remember the name.
You guys are watching ball back then.
If you just said name him, no chance.
Played 14 seasons.
He had 130 sacks.
Three Pro Bowls, 72, 76, nice. Pro Bowl, 77.
He wasn't an All-Pro at 21 and a half sacks. He was a Pro Bowl, but not All-Pro.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. It's different.
Okay, I got you.
It's different.
Big man. Yeah, he led the NFL in sacks unofficially in 76.
Hey, there's our station wagon
this
again.
This is with reports of around 26 sacks before sacks were an official stat. Before sacks were an official stat.
That wasn't until the 80s, wasn't it?
But they had it listed on there, so. Yeah.
Modern research credits him with 130 career sacks, a remarkable total given that the NFL didn't officially track them most of his career. Wow.
The thing about sacks is you can go back on a lot of them and
check it out.
Yeah.
Hour three is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.